Good afternoon.
Just repeat that. Good afternoon.
Surf by day, jam by night. First of all, sounds like the dream. Is it also a way to claim that surfboard as a tax write-off?
Well, I was living that life very much when I wrote it. That's where I'm calling in from right now is Bali, and that's where I wrote it. But I came back to Australia to launch the book, and I've been living back in Australia because I had an album out and the book out at the same time. So I've just been touring around like an absolute madman. So just before the Writers' Festival, I've just nipped back here after playing in WA to because the irony of putting out a book about surfing and jamming is like I hardly surfed for the last 6 months because I'm so busy launching the book. Poor me.
Yeah, like I don't think many people are going to feel sorry for you. I mean, you've lived a pretty incredible life for a pretty long time. I mean, imagine the people you've met. Obviously, like in the book, you know, Kelly Slater, you're having a chat to Jack Johnson. Do you have, like, when though you first met those people who are obviously larger than life, like especially Kelly Slater, when you consider how old he is now and he's still one of the best surfers in the world, like, what's that sort of meeting like? Is it just a chilled out vibe? I can't imagine it'd be too over the top.
Definitely, like the first time I met Jack Johnson was at a festival, and I mean, he's still pulling like 20,000-30,000 people a show. So he hasn't gone down. But even at the time, it was the middle of Jack Johnson mania, and I was walking into a venue at a festival, and he's like, "Hey man, do you want me to give you a hand with your bags there? You can keep them in our dressing room if you want." And, you
know, wow!
He's just like a legend. Like, it's not made, you know. He seems cruisy and everything. He is cruisy, but he's also just like a really nice guy. And he's given, you know, I was asking him in the interviews about, you know, environmentalism and you know, helping the planet and all that sort of stuff. He's given $34 million away, matching the not-for-profit organizations wherever he goes. And I just think that's just absolutely amazing.
He's walking the talk. He's not just preaching it. And it's just great to hear that people with that influence and with that power and with that ability are doing good and living up to that as well.
Oh, it's just so good. It's so inspiring. And yeah, he does have that thing. I covered that a few times in the book. Like, you've got to sort of keep it for yourself too. If you're trying to make a difference in the world, to do it in a way that you can sustain and then doesn't drag you down. So it might be a negative problem that you're trying to fix, but you sort of do it in a way that is still fun to fix the problem. So that's a little clever little mind trick you sort of got to play on yourself and on your audience to make it more enjoyable. But yeah, he was just a great guy. You know, Slater was amazing. I actually flew over to LA specifically and just, he said yes to me to doing the interview. And I went, right, I was living in Bali at the time. I went, hit my publishers up and said, give me some money, and jumped on a flight and arrived at his doorstep and woke him up and did the interview. It was really just, that was actually a spin out.
Yeah.
You gotta pinch yourself.
That whole thing. And then he ended up hiring me a car and just being such a legend because I'd left my license somewhere. I couldn't hire a car, this and that, typical me. So he hired me a car on his license and all this kind of stuff.
Wow.
Dude.
And it was sick. And then that same day I went to interview Steph Gilmore. So I interviewed 17 world titles in one day. It was pretty amazing.
I feel like you could write a book on writing this book.
Yeah.
Like the stories that you come up with.
And then, you know what happened then? Then I played this amazing guitar that Steph had.
Yeah.
This amazing D'Angelico guitar, and she said, oh, you know, you should ask them for a hookup. And I was like, really? Yeah. And so I ended up asking them, I got my manager to ask them, and then I ended up in the back blocks of Hollywood at the drummer from Guns N' Roses. He has a studio in the back of his house, and they had a showroom there, and then they gave me this guitar, but it was on my birthday.
Oh,
wow. It's a complete coincidence.
We are excited. You are heading our way for Word for Word Festival. It is happening this weekend, and you'll be on stage 11 a.m. this Saturday. We'll get more details up at krock.com.au. What a joy it's been, Ash. Thank you so much for your time, and we'll chat to you soon.
Thanks a lot.